Okay, welcome everyone to the 150K fundraising support call for the Africa Vulnerable Children's Project. My name is Scott. I'm going to go ahead and mute the call so we don't have any background noise. So for those of you who have not been on a support call, these calls are an opportunity for us to come together as a whole team to offer and receive support. So we would love to hear any or all of the following. You know, what great ideas have you had that others might benefit from? What has been fun in the ongoing process of building a team? And any insights you have had in the process of participating in the 150K for Africa team, or really anything else that your team. So just a reminder for new folks, if you would like to speak and be heard on the call, press star 6 on your phone, then say your name. And when you are finished speaking, simply press star 6 to go back to new status. Okay, who would like to start us off?
This is Laura.
Hey, Laura.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
I can. Can you hear me okay?
I can. So I just, there's a couple of processes I've been watching around this, and one of them just is around even getting on these calls. And this is a process that happens to me with anything new. All good intentions, it's on the calendar, and then it isn't until afterwards that, you know, somehow I remember, you know, at 5 o'clock that night that the call was at 1. Or, you know, it's so there's been several of these calls, and this is the first time I'm getting on, you know, as a participant. And yet I remembered the Africa, you know, so I know conditioning is having its way in this because, you know, I was on at the 8 a.m. one this morning and the one 2 weeks ago. And so I just find it really curious, that process of how that whole thing happens.
How that whole process happens. And you know, like a good investigator, you're seeing the clues. So, you know, you'll start out, there's the impulse, you know, that I want to participate. There's the intention. Even, you know, writing it down in a calendar or something like that.
Yeah.
And then one of the patterns is, you know, say the call is at 1, you'll notice at 5 that same day, oh, oops, I missed that call. You know, how did that happen? And,
yes.
You know, maybe a process, you know, this is an example with this call, but maybe a process that you've seen other places. And then seeing places where clearly that little blocking process is thwarted. You know, so you were on the call a couple of weeks ago, you were on the call this morning, and you're on the call now.
Yes, and I'm on the call now. Yes. Yep.
Yeah. That didn't happen. The remembering
thank
after.
You. Yeah, thank you for pointing that out. And because that is, I feel like that is the practice of just cluing in each time and not giving up and being persistent and supporting this person in different ways to help her get here.
Yeah, exactly. Gosh, and when we're in the process of support, we'll do that forever. You know? So
yeah.
If she wants to get on the call, we're just, you know, we're not going to give up. And I love what you just said. We're just going to find different ways to support her to get on the call. And, you know, I don't know if you're seeing anything, but you got on to 2 calls today. Were there some supports that were helpful in these cases?
You know, it was just that interesting thing of this morning when I woke up. Like there was, so I actually set an alarm and I named it for the Africa call. And then I kept 1 p.m. in my awareness, right? It's like, because, you know, well, here is interesting. I was going to say I was blessed that today there was not a whole lot going on, but that's not true. There were several appointment other things that I was doing today. And I just kept 1 o'clock kind of like a little mantra in my awareness. But it seemed to be really helpful that when I set the alarm that I named it Team Africa.
Yeah.
There's just something about that that helped it plant.
Yeah, I don't know if you've had that experience where like an alarm goes off and you're like, oh, why is that alarm going off? Or just like, I have no idea why that alarm is going off right now. So to have it named very clearly, alarm goes off in Africa. And that just, you know, something about that really just made it really clear, something that could kind of last, sounds like. And I like what you're saying. It's really a process of awareness practice, which is you can actually hold things in awareness. And to do that, it sounds like you have to expand the awareness to do that. So there are other things going on during the day, and sometimes things are busier. And just kind of keeping 1 o'clock is kind of a mantra. You can still go on and do other things, but if you keep that awareness expanded, then that's available to you. I mean, I think what happens, at least to me, is that everything collapses onto one thing, which is usually a head, and all this other stuff gets lost. And then, you know, when I finally relax and maybe I get to meditation, the awareness expands again, and it's like, oh, man, that call was at 1 o'clock. So you can hear, I project, the practice of just keeping that awareness expanded.
Well, and I so appreciate you reflecting that, because it's that place around, you know, being in two different processes where, one, it was collapse, and not knowing it was in a collapsed place, but there was the, you know, the good-hearted practitioner really had good intentions, and she gets lost in that process of a conditioned to-do list.
Yeah.
And in that to-do list, the attention is only on, there is no awareness. If there's this, I've got to get this done and this done and this done and this done. And so maybe she even knocks out the to-do list, but it's from a conditioned, constricted place.
Yeah. And you know that experience. I mean, that's how you know it's a constricted kind of narrow place. I mean, you may even knock out the to-do list, but, you know, how was that day? You know, and what's that like to the person? And you have to see that, because I'm going to guess there's a belief in there somewhere that I have to be in this mode to get this list done. But it sounds like you're proving to yourself here's something that actually, I don't know if it was on a list, but it sounded like you were actually awareness with the backup of having the alarm, which is really kind, isn't it? While we're practicing that. And actually, you were able to keep that in awareness. So then it's good to, like, acknowledge that. That's possible.
Yep. And, you know, how we do anything is how we do everything. So this micro process, right, can really be, you know, like what occurs to me right now is I really want to make a recording about this process, because this feels so familiar.
And you're...
Is it me going out, Scott, or you? Because I can't hear you. Hello?
I can hear you, Laura.
Okay, so it might be Scott.
I think we lost Scott.
This is Jodine. I'm not hearing anybody.
This is Janice. I'm not hearing anybody but you, Jodine.
So I just reached out to someone. This is Laura C., just to see if there's any guidance on what to do. So, yeah, I don't think anybody, Scott got bumped. So I'm not sure what we should do either. But we could wait a couple more minutes if that's comfortable for people, just to see if I get any feedback.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I'll be here for, I'll give it 5 more minutes of breathing.
Oh, I just love that. Yes.
Hey, Laura, are you on? Is that you?
Oh, hi.
Apologies there. I was reflecting, and then there was a space, and I didn't hear you. And then I was asking someone else if they could hear me, and then apparently no one could hear me. And I couldn't hear anybody else. And then I hung up and tried to call back in, and I had a heck of a time getting back on. So anyway, I think we were with that great idea of making that recording, because you're really clear on the process right now.
Perfect. Yes, that was exactly so.
Yeah, so as soon as we're done with the call, I know what you'll be doing.
Yes, I do. Yes, thank you so much. Right, even in that process of there, the persistence of just getting, you know, to get back on.
Yeah, dialing, yeah. And thanks for covering until I got back.
Yeah.
Who else?
This is Janice.
Hey, Janice.
Hi, Scott. I just love that process of breathing. Well, just wait and see, and see how long, and that at some point that maybe I would have hung up. But just continuing to breathe, and knowing there's some other people out there breathing too.
Boy, it is so, it's so comforting on my side too, Janice, because boy, that could be a panic moment. You know, people are waiting, I can't get back on the line. I'm like, well, I'm with a group of meditators, you know. And so they're over there breathing.
Yeah.
So I know so that, and I can breathe too, and you know, hopefully I get on, but who knows? Yeah. Yeah. And we're all together in that process. I like that. Very
yeah.
True for this whole Africa project.
Yeah. And I just love that the, you know, being on the call this morning and seeing the folks in Africa, and hearing some of the background of various people, and just you know, it's so inspiring, because one of the favorite things I heard was when one of the women was saying, you know, I was nothing before Living Compassion, and hearing Jen's response after about how role model she's been all along. And I just thought, I mean, it was all practice in action to mm-hmm. hear and see.
It was all practice in action, yeah. It, when you were just saying that, it's that recontextualizing. You know, one perspective is, oh, I was nothing. Well, actually, you were a model all along. And we can feel the truth of that, you know, in her story.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we can see that in our own lives, I project.
Yeah. And I was thinking, too, how the folks there, because they haven't seen all of us, but they see certain people, you know, like mm-hmm. some of you have been able to go, and mm-hmm. so then they connect the gift of Living Compassion with those particular people. And then I heard again where, you know, Jen just said, well, it's not me, it's this whole group, and it was just, well, you know, it was just really neat, because it was not one person taking it on, and yet, you know, you totally get that you know, people connect the face with the kindness, and then I guess it was just an explanation of what's behind that is really big.
I'm not sure I was looking at that last part. What's behind?
What's behind that that kindness that you might connect with one person or face or a small group is that actually quite vast. It's actually and it's expanding with each of us doing what our small bit of our pledge is, including these mini teams, and you know, for me, it's in. Each day it expands, not necessarily financially, but it expands because there's a process of explaining what I'm doing and what the project is doing to more and more people.
That's so fun, isn't it, Janice? So it's like, right, so maybe they've met in person, you know, Jen and, you know, Sridevi and whoever else has gone to Africa, and, you know, that kindness and what's behind that. And it's, as you said, through this whole project, it's just expanding. You know, I just imagine, so maybe Jen standing in front, or Jen and Sherry or Sweeney or whoever, Sridevi, and then it's just growing. You know, then there's Janice, and then there's all these people and experiences behind Janice. You know, and then there's Laura, and there's all these people and experiences, and just, wow, it's very energizing, actually, to see that. Yeah.
It is energizing. It's energizing to see it and feel it and hear how it expands the awareness of the project, but it actually, there's so many opportunities within this project or stepping up to make a pledge to showing up for my own commitment and how it reveals a lot of things about areas in my own conditioning that are being exposed.
Yeah. So the awareness of the program is expanding, and the program is expanding and transforming, you know, we could say. And then we get to see, oh, that's happening right here, you know, with my pledge and the different, you know, karma or conditioning that I might be going up against. And, you know, getting the support, being on these calls, taking that next step, it's, wow, what a transformation on the micro and macro level.
Yes, fantastic. Yeah, it reminds me of just going to the site and seeing, you know, transforming lives and ending suffering and just knowing none of us are separate from that.
None of us are separate from that. Yeah, transforming lives, ending suffering.
Yeah,
it's all one team, isn't it? And, you know, I think, like you said, being on those video calls and hearing a little bit about each person, getting to know them really helps us see that even more so. This is all one team. We're all doing this. We're all ending suffering, transforming lives.
Yes. So such gratitude for practice, and thanks for showing up for the call.
Yeah, amen to that. Thank you.
This is Greta.
Megan SN.
I heard Greta, and then who else?
Megan SN. I can go after Greta.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Megan.
Hi, Scott. I signed up for the fundraiser for two reasons. One is I wanted to help, but the other is that I knew that it would really be a challenge as far as conditioning went. And so I had a whole workshop around the process of how was I going to do what I was going to do to raise the money and blah, 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 blah. So the short version is that I sent out a fundraising letter similar to the fundraiser that I did the last time. And the first challenge was I didn't hear anything back. So that really sparked a whole lot of conditioned conversation, because the first conversation was doing it at all. And then the second reaction was, well, now what?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it's all about me, right? I've done something. First, I have to do it, and then obviously I'm the wrong bad person and haven't done it correctly because.
Yeah. It's so good to see. I mean, I love it. I mean, you just know there's an awareness practice student there when there's something like a project like this, and it's like, well, yeah, I want to contribute, and there's a workshop for me to be had. And I'm going to do it, you know?
Yeah,
And so you go for it, you know? And you just get to see, you know, oh, there's a little barrier to even sending out the letter. So you send out the letter, and then there's no responses. And then the voices are like, you know, now what kind of thing. And so, and seeing, you know, what we all get to see is how everything just always collapses around me. You know, it's always the reference point until we expand.
Exactly. So the first question that kind of comes up is, you know, how else is this being done to me? You know, what other places am I being held or kept small in this way? But as you point out, there's an awareness practitioner here. And so when the responses didn't come in, then it was just kind of, well, what now, life? You know, where am I going to look? Well, I know what conditioning has to say because I'm hearing it. So what now, life? And support. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, God. That was just such a great, it's like that little Aikido move. So So it says, you know, you don't get a response, and it says, what now? And the response is, right, what now, life? And it's just switched, and all of a sudden it goes from a to an opening. What now, life?
Right, right. And, of course, that's not without all the other practice support to bring us to that place. But what I heard on these calls from other folks is that when they told people about it, they got lit up. And so I really got the sense that life was guiding me to that place. Well, if no one is going to respond to your email, how will they be in person? So I had various opportunities to see certain people. Over the course of about a week, I saw a few different people, and I brought up the fundraiser, and I talked about what was important to me about supporting the fundraiser. And I got, you know, almost universal support for the project by having the communication. So I had to go to the place that was important to me to be able to, for me to participate fully and then to share and invite other people.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And, I mean, again, just the whole process. So, you know, and like you said, to move from a, well, what now, to a, yeah, what now, life? There's been a lot of practice. You know, you've built up a muscle to do that, and you did it. And so, you know, what now, life? And it drops in, or you heard, you know, when you talk in person, you know, just talk about what's important to you, you know, be that lit upness that you have for the project. And so you're like, okay, and you went, there's the willingness, and you go and try it out. And you met with people or you saw people, and universally there was support. And just that insight or that experience of, oh, I have to go to my experience of the project and then talk about it.
Right, right. And it's just such an important life lesson for me because, you know, there's what the heart wants, there's what conditioning says I can have, and then there's the process by which I have the experience.
And we sometimes have to go through all those other things to get through our actual experience.
Yeah, and for me to get it, you know, if I just got a little information, that would be one thing, but actually have the experience and see for myself and not just have it once, right? I'm getting to have it over and over and over.
Yeah.
And there it is, right? You know, how do we do anything? Well, you know, we have to be present to this place in us that wants to express.
Yeah. Get connected to that part in us that wants to express. And I think you were kind of saying, like, improve it to ourselves. You know, have the experience over and over again about what's actually true for us. And that place that you were talking about earlier, that, boy, this can be applied to everything in terms of, you know, all the ways that conditioning makes us try to live small, you know. In this case, it's kind of like, well, you know, what was coming in was kind of doing for the love of others. You know, I want to do this project. I want to contribute. And we might even say, you know, and I want to do this workshop. You know, I want the love for this human being and the willingness just to keep moving through those steps and to have that experience over and over again to see what is so for Greta.
Yeah, and the last thing I'll say is just the gratitude for all of it. You know, it's not life and death for me. It is for ego on the one hand. But, you know, this is just something we're practicing with. And as soon as I put it into that context also, then, you know, it all expands instead of this tiny little pinpoint of, oh, my God, there's a right and a wrong and you're not and other, to just relax, open up. You know, it's all okay. We're just practicing. And that is, you know, that to me, that's there's just so much gratitude that we have this opportunity to see it in that context and then to see that we can go through that process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gratitude for it all, that we can see the process, that we can go through that process. And from that place of gratitude, you know, arises things like, you know, it's fine. It's all okay. You know, it's kind of like that, keep going. You know, there's that support that brings us out of that kind of, I think you said pincushion kind of perspective into that much larger awareness, that much larger place. And then, you know, when we get there, there's not like anything we wish didn't happen. We're just sort of grateful for all of it, the whole process.
Right, because the process is the outcome. Other than what I'm seeing is, you know, for conditioning, it's the money. But for us, the practitioners, it's the process.
Yeah. Boy, what a deal, huh?
Such a deal. Thank you, Scott.
Yeah. You're welcome. Thank you, Greta. Megan.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
Hi. I've been so enjoying the call and everything that the whole call, I mean, everything that we've been talking about and also the process we got to have of just getting to be with whatever was showing up. And something that's really been an interesting and exciting process for me that I'm seeing with the new way we're doing the fundraising this year is doing it as a team.
Uh-huh.
And having that opportunity to see if, you know, anybody wants to join in that.
Uh-huh.
And getting to practice within myself, responding to people who, you know, so I have some family members who are really excited and aren't necessarily part of Sangha, but they have joined the team, and getting to practice with the way we do practice and sitting with all the different ideas that come up, and then doing what we do, which is getting guidance and letting things sort of settle to see what is the next best step, rather than going with maybe something that could be a better idea from, you know, from various different places. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, if I'm with you, what I'm hearing and what I'm projecting is kind of fun, or just, you know, a great workshop, is taking the process that we're always doing here in practice, you know, even on these support calls or other practice opportunities, and applying it to your team, which is folks who don't necessarily do practice but want to be a part of the team, and just applying those principles. So, you know, a bunch of different ideas come in and do what we do, which is we direct the attention to life. So that may look like, you know, just sitting with it for a while. It may be, you know, getting some guidance from somebody in practice. And I don't know, to me it's so fun. I love that kind of thing about we're practicing, and then we get to test that muscle or that skill out in the world. How the world tends to go, we get to practice our practice with that.
Yeah, it has been super fun. And even, you know, in some relationships where, you know, like for let's just, you know, with my in traditional relationships that I've had where, you know, they've known me my whole life. And so there's this, you know, the way I've been practicing for a while now and just getting to see getting to see that for myself, that I'm getting to practice doing, being present to life the best, you know, that I can, all the time, no matter what. And that's, a gift on top of just getting to be a part of, you know, the fundraiser, you know, that's really exciting, you know, just on top of that. It's unbelievable, actually, now that I'm seeing that in this moment.
Wait a second, this has been really amazing. I'm so glad, you know, we get to put it out there. So on top of just the excitement of raising the money, the internal process that's going on, and I think, you know, you're talking about people that you've known your whole life, and really, I don't know if you're saying, but it's almost being called to really practicing presence moment by moment.
Yes, because there might be old karmic patterns that get called on a little bit.
I'm laughing because I just had one with a family member around this project yesterday, and it was a great workshop.
And you know, I don't know that I would have laughed about that many years ago, you know, that I can laugh about it and even be able to see it for what it is. It's just, just so, man, practice works. It's amazing.
Yeah, practice works. And, you know, kind of what was being spoken of earlier, it's like once we've done practice for a while, you know, maybe before we would just like, let's not talk to that person about that thing because then I don't want to see it, and then I'll feel. And in a way, it's just like, well, I'm going for it, you know, because I want to contribute to this project, but also because I know there's freedom in it for me. And, you know, it's upping my game in a way. You know, I get to practice being present moment by moment because I'm going into the places with the most intense karma, the family, you know?
Yes.
And it requires me to do that. And I want to, you know?
Right. Yes. Yeah. And in fact, now that you're saying that, what's dropping in is, you know, in the past, it was one thing, that was a big thing for me to even go to people to ask them about whether they wanted to support me in my fundraising. You know, that was just, you know, like my walk, you know, do my 10,000 steps or whatever it was when we were doing things before. And now to go and say, would you like to join my team if you want? If you don't, that's fine. But, and then do that together, you know, and even go outside of that. Like I went to, my kids had a former yoga teacher, and she does different things with kids yoga and doing benefits for other organizations. And I would have heard conditioning, listened to it, and just not gone to see her to see if she'd be interested. And she is. I mean, and she had the idea of doing yoga together, and I put something in. I'm sure I'll get something back around that for guidance around that. But on a Zoom call with the other kids in Cantaloupe, and you know, to do a little bit of that, I you know, just getting to up the ante over the years it's shaking it up, and I know that I want to do it because I was feeling so much resistance. Like, well, then we have to do this.
Yeah, well, again, you know someone's done a lot of practice when there's a ton of resistance and they're like, oh, okay, good, I got to do it then. Because we know it's the big resistance is the thing protecting itself. You know, it's the thing that keeps our life small. And so, that's the green light. There must be something juicy on the other side here. And it's so fun to just, as you said, you're talking out loud and you're becoming aware of it. What everyone's talking about, you know, it's about going beyond those limitations. Like you said, you know, in the past, oh, no, you can't go talk to the yoga. I mean, the teaching because it's your friend. And then if you want to learn, you know, and that would just have been enough. It's just not do it. And again, having practice under your belt, having experience after experience, having, I project, having the support, sounds like you're getting a lot of guidance. I'm going to do it. And then, of course, what happens is the doorway opens. Almost no matter the outcome, as we were just saying, the process is the outcome. So the door opens because you go and ask anyway. And boy, there's the expansion right there. And it's just easy to project that people experience that. You know, as Greta was talking about, going to that experience of you know, presence, excitement, lit up, but, you know, care, love. You know, people, it's hard. A lot of people are going to say yes. You know, and then, gosh, I mean, I heard this on another call, just the opportunity to bring people closer in ways. Because you can just project how that voice stops us from getting close to all kinds of people in our lives. Well, no, don't ask them about that. Or don't, you know, this is like an opportunity to open our hearts to people.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there's that heart connection that has definitely been my experience. The conditioning wants to shut that down. And every time I'm going against that and doing it doing it the opposite in especially, you know, in this situation, but in other situations too, like it's like hearts opening and people so excited and willing and wanting to participate. And it's exactly the opposite of what conditioning was saying, you know, and what is, so it's,
well,
just,
that's
it's
so
such
funny.
A great,
yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead. It's such a great...
Yeah, no, it's just such a great way to catch that and say, you're wrong. Like, so instant, I get to just be with this heart. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you know, it reminds me of what Laura was talking about around making a recording about that. because you're having such a clear experience about the heart opening, and then the response that you're getting from other people, you know, and that just that detail around how I wouldn't have asked that, and now I am, and it's saying this, but my actual experience was, you know, heart opening, you know, and just what a fun place, you know, to be listening to that. Because I just project, gosh, you know, then we'll be, like you said, noticing that resistance everywhere, and that becomes a place of practice. Great. We'll do this anyway. Because we can have in the experience and then listening on our recorder about what's actually true about that. You know, the door opens, the heart opens. I get to share an enthusiasm with people I love. Like, oh my gosh. This is awesome.
Yeah. That is awesome. And in the meantime, there may even be money that comes coming through for these, you know, for the team in Cantalumba. I mean, it's like all over the place. That whole process is such a win-win. So I'm definitely going to make that recording. It's a really good point. Thank you for that, too.
Yeah.
And thank you for today.
You're welcome. Yeah, thanks. Yeah. And, you know, it'd be fun, too, if people report back. I mean, that's awesome. So it's like that life guiding, you know, well, don't talk to that person. And then you do. And then it's like, well, we could do a yoga class. And maybe we could do with the kids in camp, you know, and just life drop out. Well, let me go get guidance. I mean, that's looking to life, right? And just that process that we are being guided and that information is dropping in. As long as we do what everyone's been doing, clearly, everyone's been talking about, which is just a practice being here to receive that. And then to say yes when it comes in.
That's cool. That's amazing. I'm so grateful.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Hey, Scott, it's Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hi. I want to reach out to people, and I get stuck in a actually, rather than saying what I get stuck with, I think I want to hear a inspirational paragraph as far as what other people might have written to their friends.
So kind of maybe relating to that idea of going to that place of inspiration and maybe having that in a paragraph form to offer people when you reach out to them.
Yes. What I tend to do is I might start there, but then I start rattling on and I start going on and it starts becoming long. And this is the process I see over and over and over again, where I don't know where to, you know, cut back and, like, keep it simple in integrity and inspiration and all those things.
So you start to write, and then there's, and you've seen this process in other places, and it's always hard to tell, am I going on and on, or am I being told that I'm going on and on, but... You know, whatever, feeling like I'm going on, I'm not being concise enough, I'm guessing this isn't working, this isn't good, this isn't what I want to send. And maybe an I voice, maybe a you voice. Well, how about we try something? What would you say that you love about, maybe two things or three things that you love about the project?
On our side, as far as like an American human side, I love the integrity to start with.
Hmm.
So that I know that if I ask somebody to contribute or I contribute, I know that all of it goes where it's
uh-huh.
supposed to go. It's so
yeah.
cleanly full yeah. of integrity.
Yeah, gosh, and we know that from our experience of practice, don't we? So one thing you really love about the project on this side of things is just the integrity. I mean, just that trust, and you know from your own experience, you know, that the money is going to go to good use. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that seems important, right? When people are giving away money, they want to know that. Yeah.
It's very important. Uh-huh. Very important.
Yeah.
I think another thing that's really important to me, or what I love about the program, is the duration, and that, you know, we came and facilitate and don't leave.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That the duration has been around, by the way, longer than any other NGO ever in Cantalomba, by a long shot. And that we stay and we facilitate.
Right. So we're not bringing what, you know, we want to bring that we think people should do and be like. We just assist and support what they want to do.
Uh-huh. So one of the things you love is the way we go about this, which is we're not here to tell people. We're here to assist in their dreams and what they want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just
anything
the beginning.
Else?
Well, I tell you, watching the call again this morning, I mean, I'm just sobbing. It's just so wonderful. It was just so beautiful.
Tell me about that, the sobbing or the wonderful, the beauty.
Oh, my God, just to be able to reach out and touch them and feel them and know them and the stories. I can't remember her name now. I'm blanking on her. Who went back to ninth grade at 40 and...
Veronica, yeah.
Veronica. That's just, it's just incredible. Such an incredible story.
So how about that for your paragraph? So, you know, so here there's this project I really love, and you might just give some nuts and bolts, you know, currently feeding 1,000 children and supporting girls and boys to make it through school and to get further skills training and education, or however, you know, could be a two sentences. And just let me tell you what I love about it. I love the people. You know, this morning I got to be face-to-face on a video call with this woman, Veronica, and the story, you know, it brought me to tears, you know. And the other thing I love is there's just so much integrity in this program on our side and their side, by the way. And I know I can completely trust that my money is going to good use. You know, everything is transparent. I can see it. You know, there's those weekly, I'm just thinking there's those weekly things that they send over for us. And what was your third one? I just flew out.
Let's see, integrity, well, the duration.
Yeah, and the way we go about the program is amazing. You know, I mean, we've been there for, you know, 11 years. And it's a team effort, and it's really about supporting and assisting what they want to do. So we're not imposing what we want. And you could say what that is for you. That just seems really respectful or honoring or, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I would just love to invite you to participate, and here are some ways to participate.
Well, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. That was so helpful. So helpful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, we just did what Greta was sharing with us about going to our own experience. Because that is what
yeah.
people are going to, I mean, it's going to feel good to us, right? Because essentially we're going to get present and get lit up, and people are going to respond to that.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
And it can be fun rather than a, I've got to write a perfect thing and so that they understand and da 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 da. I mean, some people you'll be lit up and they still won't be interested. That's fine. But
yeah.
People who are interested will feel that, even if they can't name it for the way we do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way they would feel, I project, if I was writing something, which I've gone to that place too, that was a projection, writing something perfectly and get it, just present it just like this, and then they'll really think it's great, and then, that energy gets transmitted as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't feel good to write those things, and, I've had that same thing, and the voice is like, oh, this is stupid, or that's not good enough, or rewrite that, or change the words, or, And if we just go to our experience, life will write it right for us,
That's just fabulous.
And can I just add something? I'm sorry, Stephanie, that was fabulous, and what else?
Oh, I'm going to record and listen about this whole experience as well.
Uh-huh.
But go ahead.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly. As soon as the call is over, because it's going to try to cover that up, I love how we work with them and the duration. I love the integrity and, gosh, just the people, the personal connections and the stories, the things that those folks are doing over there, getting to know them, getting that all out on the recorder, and then you can just listen back to it and write your little paragraph. And if I may, something else that just sort of concrete that was helpful to me, I think I actually heard Rebecca on a call say, and then underneath that little paragraph, she gave people just some options with links, so you can actually get on these, that you can actually meet these people too. And, here's the instructions on how to do that. And you could actually register for the Bridgewalk. You don't even have to go. You could get a T-shirt. Here's the link to register.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the way to donate. Here's a link to that. So there's these support calls. And then people have, and choose, they're inspired from just your inspiration, your experience, and then they have options.
Yes, they have the options. Yep.
Yeah, and just experimenting too, like what was being said about we're sending out emails versus like talking to people in person. Or a combination, that's kind of what I've been doing. Checking, calling people and seeing if they're interested in, and I send on information. But, there's just clearly, when you listen to these calls, there's so many, quote, right ways to do this. There's no, when you're doing awareness practice, there's no way to go wrong.
Yeah, I like that.
Thank you so much for bringing that up.
Oh, thank you. I'm very inspired. Thank you so much.
This is Jodine.
Hi, Jodine.
Hi, Scott. Well, I just want to say thank you because that last call was exactly what I needed. the last person who shared. I have Africa Vulnerable Children's Project is absolutely my favorite charity. Like, if people were to ask me, where do you, spend your charity dollars, that's what I would say. However, I've always found it, easier, whatever, to write, for me, a big check, at the Bridgewalk, than really, taking the step to go out and do something more than that. And this year I started to realize I didn't really feel like I could write that big check. And so I jumped on with the, team 150K. But it's almost like I'm kind of starting from scratch because, that's been my probably, very conditioned process around giving.
Yeah. And it's just fun, isn't it, Jen? It's just how it all lines up. It's like, so for the past, you've just, written big checks. It just seemed kind of easier to do. And then there's a life situation. Well, I'm not sure about I can write that big check. And then it's like, well, okay, how about different, you know, and to sign up. And then get to have, it sounds like, a workshop and with the team.
Yeah, definitely. And I just decided, okay, I'm gonna write letters, mm-hmm. and I haven't done it yet. And so it's like, oh my gosh, people might not respond. Then what do I do? I've done this. One kind of like technical thing is there are so many really good images on the project's website. And can I use those images to, to put in letters and maybe post on Facebook? Or are they, how do I find out about that?
Yeah, well, I mean, you certainly can direct people to, to the website, and they can look at all of that there. Are you talking about, like, copying images and kind of placing them in different places and that kind of thing, or?
Yeah, the first thing I was thinking of was writing, like, a paper letter, because I think I would appreciate a paper letter about something like this, to send to my friends and family, that would have, a couple of pictures cut out and pasted from the website.
Yeah, I see.
However, I could reach more people by either, forwarding a post maybe that the project would put out that was, kind of in a social media format,
mm-hmm.
or making a post like that myself. But
uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't know if anything like that exists.
Well, there's the information, again on the website, and there's the information that was sent to us as team leaders, and you can certainly pass on those kinds of things. If it feels like, well, I'm not really sure, I'm taking this image and I'm creating this and that kind of thing, you can always email africa@livingcompassion.org, and just when you kind of get a sense of what you'd like to do, you could just check it out, kind of run it by them.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to get on it then.
Okay. That's not holding you back. Keep going.
Right.
Yeah. Excellent. That's such a good thing to acknowledge, isn't it, Jadine? Because it's kind of like, why not really, you can get into a conversation about it. I don't know if I'm really supposed to be able to do it. Well, I'm just going to ask. And
right.
Then we can get the information, and then whatever the answer is, well, that's fine. But I'm going to keep moving forward.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
but a great way.
On a process level, this is kind of feeding into something that I've been looking at in coaching, which is I know that I have a karmic pattern of starting things with a lot of enthusiasm and not finishing a lot of them.
Uh-huh, yep.
And so, yeah, so this is just another piece of content where I can see that process in action.
Yeah, how fun, right? Gosh, everyone just gets to win in this process. And it's a good kind of segue here as we wrap up the call, Jodine, to a reminder to everyone that we're going to continue to have these, Friday and Saturday, Friday at 4 and Saturday at 1 Pacific calls all the way through, I think, October 6th and 7th. So if you have something, Jodine, like you said, I tend to start off with a bunch of enthusiasm and then, it wanes, and I've been looking at it in other areas. Here's another place to look at it. And I heard you say, I'm using coaching to support myself to see through that in other areas. You could certainly use these support calls as a way to have another choice.
Yeah.
Just because that's happened before doesn't mean it has to happen with this one.
Right. And the whole, there's so much suffering in it, too. And
yeah, of course. Yeah, gosh. Right, which is the only reason that's going on. So to do what you're doing right now and, you've done throughout your practice, which is to avail yourself of the support.
Yes, Okay, great. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jodine. Okay, well, just a couple of things before we go. I think a couple of you mentioned the video call this morning, and gosh, if you have not seen one of those yet, wow, that is an experience of bringing you to tears and giant smiles and wishing you could hug them through the video screen is my experience. And the next one is September 23rd, which is a Saturday at 8 a.m. Pacific time. And just a reminder that you'll need to register for that call, because it's live streaming and there's a limited number of seats. So, and all that information should have been provided in the email you received when you registered your team. And if you're a team member, you can always ask your team leader for the information. And you, of course, invite all of your team as well as people you want to introduce to the project, because it does have a really amazing impact. And as we were just saying, you know, a reminder about these support calls, you know, all team members are welcome, and we'll continue to have these Friday and Saturday all the way through October 6th and 7th. So you're welcome to attend as many as you would like. Thank you, everyone, for participating today. And, yeah, have an awesome day, and keep us up to date on your project. It's really fun to hear everyone's process. Goodbye.